With me today is Daniel and Marla, classical guitarist and a flutist. Good day.
Good day.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So you two met over in America when you, Daniel, were on a scholarship from Melbourne University.
Yes, we met at the Eastman School of Music, which is in upstate New York, close to the border of Canada.
And that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
About three now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What makes your tandem or your team unique? Classical guitarist and a flutist. What makes that two instrument gel together?
Well, I think when you're talking about chamber ensembles, a string quartet or a woodwind quintet comes to mind. Those are very, you know, popular ones. And although flute and guitar, there are ensembles like that out there. There's not too many. Because our instruments are, you know, from one from the string family and one from the wind family, you know, they're very dissimilar, and it does take a lot of work to get them to gel. And when we first got together, there's some great rep that actually brought us together, one being an Australian composer named Philip Houghton, called From the Dreaming, the piece that we play. We really love that by him. So the music brought us together, but getting the instruments to blend is something that took quite a bit of time. And at first, it could be a little...
Because not a lot of teams with a classical guitarist and a flutist, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's
right.
quite a just a handful.
Yeah.
So you started when you were seven.
Yeah, so it's been a while now.
More than half your life.
Yeah.
So how many days or how many hours in a day do you train?
Well, it's varied since I started playing. You go through different seasons. And when I was in school doing my master's from 2013 to 2015, I was probably practicing 3 or 4 hours a day. But now that I'm out of school, I've been out of school for a year, it's entering a new season, and it's been a little bit of an adjustment because I've never been out of school. You know, this is my first time being in the real world, you know, quote unquote. So it's
you must have really strong lungs.
Yeah.
To be able to play one whole piece with a flute.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to. When flutists start, you get really winded. It's a common thing.
And so now how many hours do you play for practice?
Honestly, not as much as when I was in school, but it's because I'm doing only the things that I love to do now, only the things that I love to play. So it does vary.
Do you have like exercises? Like for singers, they have voice exercises.
Yeah, we have technical exercises, and there's, you know, etudes, and you can switch it up. You don't have to stick to the same thing, you know,
every
day.
Do your fingers get really numb?
No, actually, you get the blood flowing. But I have naturally just like cold hands and feet all the time, which is really bad. But yeah, my hands have been freezing the past couple of days.
Especially here in Melbourne.
We're in Melbourne winter now, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel, you started training under your dad, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I started with my dad on guitar.
What made you, because initially you were into piano.
I played piano when I was, I think when I was 6 or 7 for a few years, and I wasn't taking it that seriously, but it was my dad playing at home. He played classical guitar at home, and he would also play some tapes. You know, back then we had tapes not
yes.
CDs, of a couple of guitarists. So we were listening to them a lot. I was listening to him a lot. And eventually I asked him to teach me what he was playing. I wanted to play what he was playing. So he taught me.
So you were never drawn into doing pop pieces as a young child?
No.
It was always a classical guitar.
It's always been classical music.
Tell us,
music.
What's the difference between the classical guitar and the acoustic guitar and the normal guitar?
So the classical guitar is different in a few ways. The first way is probably the construction of the instrument. It uses nylon strings instead of steel strings. Nylon strings have a very different kind of sound. It's hard to describe it.
I'm sure we'll hear it in a while.
You'll hear it soon. The other difference is the music that we play. The music we play is classical music, you know. Music similar to Beethoven, Bach, Mozart.
Your mom is a Filipino.
Yes.
Did this love for instrument and music come from her or from your father as well?
I think it came sort of directly from my father and maybe indirectly from my mother, because I know that when I was little, you know, Filipinos like to sing a lot.
She would sing to you, yeah.
She would sing to me. I think she says even when I was in her womb, she would always sing. So I'm sure in a sort of more, maybe slightly more indirect way, it's definitely influenced.
Did she teach you any Kundiman songs, like folk songs?
There was a lullaby that she sung all the time. I don't remember what it was called, but no, she didn't teach any folk songs to me.
And what do your mom's friends say, or when you're in a gathering and they ask you to play a piece and you say, I can't play pop?
Yeah, well, then I would play something short, a piece that I really love that sort of illustrates what classical guitar is, you know.
They probably ask you to play a song by a famous Filipino singer.
Yeah, or like a famous, you know, radio, Taylor Swift or someone like that.
What was the song that completely changed you as an artist?
There are many. Probably one is a very well-known guitar piece called Asturias. It's a very Spanish-sounding piece. It has a lot of strumming and it's very fast. And then it also has a very slow sort of lyrical section as well. And that was one piece that stuck in my mind from the early days.
What about you, Marlo? What was the piece that changed your life as an artist or a musician?
The one that comes to mind right now is the Prokofiev Sonata, played both by violin and flute. And I had a recording of the flutist Marina Piccinini. She's world famous, but she teaches at Peabody. And I had a recording of her playing it. And I had met her twice at the National Flute Convention in America. I was very young. I was maybe like 10 or 11, and I didn't have the music to it. And I would just try to copy her and imitate her and kind of memorize the whole thing that way. It was just very powerful. It's a very strong piece, and I really like that.
Both of you come from very musical families. Danielle, your dad was a member of a band, and he exposed you to piano, the first instrument. And you, Marla, your parents are both singers in choirs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that helped with you becoming musicians?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think it helps. Well, yeah. It helped us, yeah.
For me, growing up, you know, I grew up listening to both my parents sing, and there was always music in the house. And my older sister played piano and violin. And I think they wanted both of us to just pick an instrument, you know, just for the experience. We also did dance. They just wanted us to be exposed to different things. And so when it was my turn to pick an instrument, I picked the flute because it was shiny, actually, which is a really bad, a really bad story. But that's what I did at my sister's, one of her concerts. So that's how I started. I just stuck with it.
Growing up in Australia, Daniel, I assume you played footy when you were young?
Excuse me. Yeah, I did a little bit. Actually, I did. I played footy. I played
soccer.
I played tennis. I played golf.
But the only thing that was consistent in your life was the guitar?
Well, once I started playing guitar, then I got lazy and stopped playing sports.
So that was in your teens?
Yeah, when I was 12.
Did everyone ask why you weren't outside in the playground or in the footy field?
No, people were very understanding, actually.
That's good.
I was sort of known as the musical geek at school a little bit.
And how many hours does it take for you to become a musical geek?
I think you can become a musical geek very quickly if you want to. But I guess a true musical sort of someone who's immersed in music is you know, most of the day.
Have you ever played in a crowd and saw someone really famous and lost a note or something like that?
I don't think anybody really famous has ever.
I don't think any famous people have seen this yet.
No.
Maybe a crush or something? You will be playing around Melbourne, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
these coming few weeks till July.
Yes.
Beginning this Friday, you'll be in Geelong.
Be in Geelong this Friday.
And then Melbourne.
Melbourne, we're going to most of the cities, Canberra, Sydney, Perth, Brisbane.
So you'll be going around Australia.
Hobart,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Until July. Thank you very much, Danielle and Marla, and looking forward to hearing more beautiful music from the two of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.